Money, Riches, and Wealth is sponsored by the Financial Consulate.
Say you don't need no diamond rings, and I'll be satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for Money, Riches, and Wealth. Here's your host, Drew Tignanelli.
Sister Tignanelli here, Money, Riches, and Wealth. And we are in an open show. Last week we were talking about timeshares. This week we're just on an open show. That means that you get to be the guest instead of Lisa or anyone else. You are the guest. You, the listener. And you can call in and say, this is what I would like to talk about, because if you talk about this, it will help me with a specific problem I'm trying to address or think about or make a decision on. And so if you'll answer this question for me, Drew, it would really help my personal finances a great bit. And so the way to do that is 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680. 922-6680 if you want to call in and ask your question, direct the conversation. And as I always say, those that call in at the early part of the show, they get the most time. We spend 5-10 minutes with people at the first quarter of the show because normally we only have one, maybe two at the most, that call in the beginning of the show. And then the show progresses. Next thing you know, people get their courage up and they start calling at 6:30 and 6:45. And next thing you know, I've got six calls and I got to line up and I got to run through them and so forth. So if you want to call in, ask your question early, 410-922-6680. There's no topic on personal finance that we will not address for you, be it IRAs, Roths, taxes, estate planning, insurances, auto, home, life, long-term care, college planning, elder care planning, needing you have an elderly parent going to a nursing home, or maybe you have a spouse that's having medical issues and you think you might need a nursing home. How do you handle that type of situation? I mean, if it deals with personal finances, if it deals with your money, you know, we'll be here to help you. 410-922-6680. I'm here again all by myself on an open show. Normally Chris or Graham or Mike come and just sit here to chit-chat with if you're not calling in. But tonight I'm all by myself, as I have been for the last few months, because we're social distancing. And so you could help me tremendously because we're social distanced. You're calling in from somewhere else. And as far as I know, the virus does not transmit by electrical lines. So if you want to call in and ask a question, 410-922-6680. And I've got Mark in Baltimore City, Social Security. How can I help you, Mark?
Yes, hi. I'm right now 60 years of age, but throughout my working life, I have put in money for Social Security. Now, I understand that as early as, I think, age 62.
Correct.
Depending upon circumstances, you could start drawing some money out. Is that correct? Or how does this work?
Are you still working? Are you still working?
Yes, I am.
So, have you been married before? Or
no,
married?
Still single.
Always been single, never been married.
That's correct.
You want to put your phone number out there for somebody in case they're interested? Never mind. 62.
Never mind.
So if you're 62, and since you're 60 right now, your full retirement age, Mark, is 67 years of age. That's a key date to keep in mind. Your full retirement age is when you turn 67 years of age. Now, here's
right.
The rules. If you start collecting at 62, 63, 64, 65, or even 66 years of age, you're going to have a $1 for $2 of earned income that exceeds $18,000. Let's just use that number, $18,000. So if you're making more than $18,000, however much more that is, let's say you're making $38,000, that's $20,000 more than the $18,000, they're going to take $10,000 of whatever Social Security they pay you away because you're making that $1 for $2 of everything over $18,000 they're going to take away from you. And so you don't want to claim Social Security at 62, 63, 64, 65 if you're still working, because if your income's over that number, they're going to take away from you. And also, when you start claiming Social Security at 62, they're going to hit you with about a 35 to 40% discount from your full retirement age. So let's say your benefit is $2,000 a month at 67, your full retirement age, and you start collecting at 62, you're only going to get about $1,200 a month because they're going to give you close to a 40% discount because you started early. Is that helping you?
Yes, it does. Did it used to be one point the collection was 65?
Yeah, yes, many years ago when my father retired back in 1988, and somewhere around, if I'm not mistaken, it was 2002 when they changed the full retirement ages. Instead of being 65, they then expanded it to 66 and then to 67 slowly but surely. So it used to be 65 years ago. But it is now 66 and 2 months is the current people who are retiring at full retirement age. Next year it will be 66 and 4 months, then 66 and 6 months, 66 and 8 months, 10 months. And then, boom, when people who were born in 1960 like you, it'll be the full 67. That'll be the new full retirement age for everyone born after 1959.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Okay. All right. Well, it says pay to keep, if I can, to keep on working then.
Yes. If you do, I would strongly encourage you to not start collecting Social Security until at least 67. And if you wait between 67 until you're 70, you're going to get a 24% increase if you wait 3 years after you turn your full retirement age. So as long as you can wait, the better off you're going to be as far as Social Security goes. All right, Mark, good question. Excellent. I have to run. I got to go to traffic, but Rebecca, you're going to be up first when I come back. This is Drew Tignanelli, president of the Financial Consulate and host of Money, Riches, and Wealth. So often a radio listener calls me saying, I've been listening to you for years and have been meaning to call. When they come in for their comprehensive financial physical, they say, I wish I had done this years ago. If you've been meaning to call and meet with us, then do not wait. Call now to learn more about our trademark financial physical. The financial physical is designed to be a comprehensive second opinion analyzing all your goals and objectives. Are you maximizing tax efficiencies? Will you be able to maintain your lifestyle in retirement? Is your portfolio properly allocated? Are just a few of the many parts of the physical. The best part of our service is you get to see the final product before you decide if you want to pay for it. We do this to assure you we are not selling product, and we guarantee the physical to be truly beneficial. Do not wait any longer. Call 410-823-7283. That's 410-823-SAFE, or visit us online at financialphysical.com.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're back, Money, Riches, and Wealth, and we're on an open show tonight. That means you get to call in and direct the conversation. I have Michael and Rebecca on the line. I'm going to go to them in a second, but there's still plenty of lines open. And you can say, this is what I want to talk about tonight. This is what I want to hear. This is what will help me. 410-922-6680. 410-922-6680. Help me out. Be there to ask a question so that we can keep the conversation going. Teach everybody a little bit about what true professional financial advising really is. If you want to call in, 410-922-6680. Right now I'm going to Rebecca in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, hi. I have a friend and her brother is disabled. And what happens when he becomes 65? Does he still get the benefits of Social Security or not? I'm confused.
So let's say that somebody is 50 years of age and they become disabled and they apply to Social Security and they get approved for what's called SSDI, Social Security Disability. All right. So let's say that if they would have kept working until
never worked.
Well, I'm just saying, let's just use this illustration first. So let's say that he kept working until he was 67, his full retirement age. Then what they would say is you would have gotten $2,000 a month at your full retirement age if you would have kept working. But we're going to give it to you now because you are so disabled, you will never be able to work again. So we're giving you your full retirement benefit now at age 50, and we'll increase it by the cost of living as you collect it. And then what all of a sudden happens is when he hits 67, his full retirement age, all of a sudden in the offices of Social Security, they'll flip a switch and say, you're no longer getting Social Security disability. You're now getting Social Security retirement. Now, why is that important? It's important because when he's on Social Security disability, he cannot have an earned income of more than $7,000 or $8,000. Now, the guy before it said $18,000, totally different rules for this as versus that. And but once he turns 67, he can go back out and work and make unlimited amount of money. Now, you said that this person never worked, okay?
Yeah, he had epilepsy.
Okay. In that situation, he's not actually getting Social Security disability. He's getting supplemental security income, okay? So he's getting a different type of disability. That's for somebody who's never worked and was diagnosed disabled before the age of 18. And it's really a more of a form of sort of welfare, I guess you could call it. And it includes full medical insurance when he's on that SSI. And it's also asset tested. So if he ever has more than $2,000, he would actually get cut off. Now, you say, well, what would happen if he when he turns 67 or 65 or something of that sort? What happens in his situation is he would probably flip over to Social Security of a dependent. A dependent of a Social Security retired individual. So, in other words, one of his parents, he would actually start collecting off of them as a disabled dependent of a Social Security recipient. But that won't take place until 60-some years age. He might actually get an increase of income at that time. So
he passed away.
What's that?
His parents have passed away.
It doesn't matter because his parents were Social Security recipients. He would probably collect off of their benefits even if they're not alive.
Oh, it sounds like he needs some counseling.
Yes, and Social Security actually has people that would assist him in all of that. But it's really, you know, it's actually not a bad thing for him. So, All right. Good question, Rebecca. Very interesting. I got to go to Michael in Parkville. Michael, how can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to get your thoughts on homeowners insurance where you just pay a one-time premium for life.
Baltimore Equitable Society, right?
Correct.
Right.
I didn't want to use their name.
That's okay. We can use their name. Maybe they'll send us a gift or something, you know, saying, hey, thanks for mentioning me on the radio the other day. I'm not a fan of it personally, but anybody who wants to do it, I never discourage them from doing it. I think Baltimore Equitable's been around for, 300 years, I think it is. And they've done an excellent job in the programs that they've offered. And there's some minor tweaks that I don't like. I also don't like leaving a deposit of money with anybody, even though they're going to give it back to me. I much prefer paying my premium every year and and if I want to leave them, I can just, take and go. I don't have to ask for my deposit back and so forth. But I don't see any reason, especially in this low interest rate environment, you know? So think about it, right? And normally, I'm getting 2-3% on my savings accounts. Today, I'm getting, even in the virtual banks, I'm getting less than 1%. So, you know, if I take $10,000 or $15,000 and I give it to Baltimore Equitable and they give me my homeowner's insurance for doing that, I'm giving up maybe $150 a year on something that would have cost me $800 or $900 a year. And so, you know, in this low interest rate environment, it makes a lot more sense. I certainly wouldn't discourage anyone from doing it. It's a good company, done great work. I'm just not a big fan of giving somebody that much money and just sit on it. So I hope I gave you a good answer on that.
You did, like you said, with interest rates as low as they are, and don't want to be risky in the market. So
Option for somebody like yourself. If that's the way you're thinking, it's a great option for you. All right?
Thank you very much.
All right, Michael. Good question. I've always found them fascinating. My father was a senior executive of Harleysville Insurance, who did a lot of homeowners insurance here in Baltimore. And Baltimore Equitable were a group of people that he knew because he was the president of the Claims Association in Baltimore and very active in it for 15 years here in Baltimore, knew the people at Baltimore Equitable quite well. Ken in Columbia, how can I help you?
Well, yeah, this question is about taking Social Security early.
Okay.
And, that crossover point that everybody talks about, you know, being, 78 or 79 or 80 or somewhere.
Yep.
In there.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Now, so here's the situation. So I'm like just turning 69, and my wife's 2 years younger.
Okay.
And I'll be getting, she's already started to take, she gets about 1500, and I'm getting about half of hers.
Okay.
Right now. No, and if I wait another year, it'll be about it'll be over 3,000.
Right.
Okay. Now, I got some health problems that have come up, and they've just been being realistic. The odds probably are that I got maybe 10 years or so. You know, I'm not going to go to 95 or 100. It's just not going to be. So I have to, you know, just be realistic now, right? So.
Right.
If I take it now, and then she gets half of mine, which would be a little bump up from where she is, we'd be getting two checks. Now, once I pass away, she's only going to be getting one check.
Yeah, so but she'll get your check.
Crossover point is going to be, you know, it makes.
Yeah, but you only have one. You have less than 1 year to go because you said you're already 69,
yeah,
right?
That's true. I didn't get this medical, diagnosis stuff till recently. So, but now I'm thinking, if I pass, there's only one check coming in.
I understand, but every month you wait, the more money she's going to get. I personally would. I would just go ahead and switch to your own benefit right now. That's what I would do.
Okay.
All right?
And then she'd take half of that. Huh?
And she would take half of that. And there's a lot of reasons, and I'll do it when we come back from the break. But right now, I got to go to this break because it's very important that I get this one hard. But you listened at 6:35, and I'm going to answer that more, okay?
Thank you, sir.
All right. And we're going to take this pause right now. Take it away.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This don't come easy for me there. Anyway, we're here, Money, Riches, and Wealth. We're on an open show. We have one caller online. And you can feel free to help me out and call tonight, 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680. If you want to call and ask a question, we've answered questions on Social Security. We've answered questions on what else have we answered questions on? Social Security, disability, insurance. We did an insurance, auto and home insurance, Baltimore Equitable Life. That was an interesting question. We can answer whatever questions you like. 410-922-6680. I got only one person online. I'm going to go to him in 1 second. Just try to encourage you to call in so that I have plenty of people to talk to and keep me entertained for the rest of the night. And matter of fact, this week I've been doing a week seminar for Johns Hopkins University a retirement seminar. It's been a five. It's a 5-day, and it's basically a half hour, and then answer a bunch of questions for the listeners. That's been fun this week, and you know, we teach a lot of corporations and government employees and universities around Maryland. They like it that we're a fee-only advisor. We don't sell product. We don't take commissions and so forth, and we don't do sales. So, you know, that's why I think a lot of organizations like working with us and having us come in and teach, because they know we're not going to sell product to people anyway. If you want to call in and direct conversation tonight, 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680. Bob in Lutherville, how can I help you?
Yes, I read recently about another way of doing retirement income or funds, and it was TIPS, the Treasury Insured, I think, Protected Securities,
right.
CIPS.
Right.
And was wondering what the yields are and what the ups and downs to them are.
Well, they're a little more complicated than people realize. So what Bob is asking about is the symbol is TIPS, T-I-P-S, and it's inflation protected securities. So what does that mean? So basically the way they work, Bob, is you go in and you say what time frame you want. Do you want a 2-year TIP? Do you want a 10-year TIP? Do you want a 30-year TIP? Or there's a 5-year, et cetera, et cetera. So, and what you do is you say, okay, I want a 10-year TIP. And so what they say is, okay, Bob, you give us $1,000 and we're going to pay you interest every year. Now, that interest right now could be extremely low. Matter of fact, it even could be negative. Now, you know, that's hard. Negative interest rates are hard to get your mind around. So if you had a negative 1% interest rate, you actually owe the lender 1% of the money. So, in other words, every year you'd owe them $10 for lending.
So basically, they're not particularly anything good.
No, wait, I haven't finished. So I'm just trying to explain. So you got to go in, you got to see, well, what interest rate are you going to give me? And I think the 10-year TIP right now is yielding about 0.05% per year, something like that, okay? Now, that's just one part of the equation. Then what they do also on a 10-year TIP or on any TIP is at the end of the year, they say the inflation rate for 2020 was 1.1%. And now what happens is your $1,000 now gets adjusted upward 1.1%. So if you had $1,000 invested, you'd now have $1,011 at the end of the year, and you would now get your 0.05% interest on the $1,011 that you have in it. So every year, your principal, your original investment, is adjusted to the rate of inflation. And so that's why they are inflation-protected securities, because your principal is being adjusted every year to the cost of living index. Whereas most bonds, you put in $1,000, 10 years later, you're just going to get back $1,000. And if you lock in at a 1% interest rate, and then 2 years later, inflation takes off to 4 or 5%, you're still just going to get 1% and $1,000 back at 10 years. So inflation-protected securities protect you from those kind of inflationary environments. But, you know, they're far more complicated than what I've just simply explained. I just explained the basics of how they work, how they benefit you as an investment, and how the detriments of them as an investment is a little more complicated. That would take time to try to explain that.
Well, I'll call you at the office, but you kind of gave me at least a little brief kind of an outline of how they function.
Yeah. You know, personally, I don't use them that often. And, you know, mainly because there just hasn't been enough inflation to make it worthwhile. But, yeah, if you had a time that you could give me some more time to explain it, I'd be more than happy to explain in more detail.
I'll call you on Monday then.
All right, Bob. Thanks for your time.
Excuse me, on tomorrow then. Thank you.
I'll be around. All right. We're on an open show, and I have nobody to talk to except for Chris. And all he knows how to talk about is music. And I don't know anything about music. I think I've proven that a few times. And you think I joke when I say things about, you know, who I think that is. I really know nothing about music. And so when he plays these songs, it's just pure dumb luck if I get it right. And I'm usually just guessing the name of some group that I have no idea of. So anyway, I'd like to talk to you about your personal finances, 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680. If you want to direct the conversation, you have something that's of interest to you that could help you with your personal finances, and that's the way you call in and ask a question. You know, so I was saying just a little bit ago, I do a lot of corporate retirement seminars throughout the local major businesses and employers throughout Maryland. We teach the school teachers of St. Mary's County, Harford County. We've done often Carroll County, Baltimore County. We've taught the McCormick and Company. We've taught Johns Hopkins quite often. We've done many companies around Baltimore. You know, I could go through a whole list and, you know, and you know, again, the key is that a lot of people, when they teach, if they're salespeople and they sell product and they make their money in selling product, their presentations tend to try to be designed to get you into their office to tell you why you need long-term care insurance or why you need life insurance or why you need to buy this annuity or this mutual fund, et cetera. When we do it, we're just out to educate about personal finances and how to make those decisions without bias toward you know, making sure that your retirement is as secure as possible and understanding all areas of personal finance, not just investments. You know, to have somebody come into your company and teach investments is absolutely ridiculous, because investments are not something that can be taught quickly and easily in a short period of time. But coming in and telling people about different tax laws and different retirement planning techniques and so forth is very logical, because these are things that you can specifically say, you do this and it will help you be successful. Whereas investments, you know, I mean, one guy could invest in bonds and be incredibly successful. Another guy can be invest in stocks and be incredibly successful. And on the other hand, another guy can invest in bonds and be a complete failure. And another guy can invest in stocks and be a complete failure. So anyway, Rachel and Barry, I hope you'll hold for me. But if trying to take that call right this minute, I would get looked at by Chris with the evil eye. And if you've ever seen his eyes, they're not something you want to get looked at with. So if you give me just a couple minutes to get through this traffic break, I'll come right to you in a second or two. But right now, I've got to go to traffic. Take it away, traffic. This is Drew Tignanelli, host of Money, Riches, and Wealth, and president of the Financial Consulate. Are you looking for a professional financial advisor that you can trust and help you through all stages of life? Having a team of comprehensive personal financial advisors and CPAs gives us the ability to help you prepare your tax return, strategize to help you minimize tax liability, help you visualize and reach your retirement goals, and help guide you in every other facet of personal financial planning. We demonstrate these abilities every Wednesday night on our radio show, Money, Riches, and Wealth. Have you been wanting a second opinion? Then consider our trademark service, the Financial Physical. We guarantee if you don't come away from your Financial Physical with a sense of immense value, then there will be absolutely no charge. Call 410-823-7283 to speak with me and the team of comprehensive personal financial advisors and CPAs. That is 410-823-SAVE, or go online to financialphysical.com. That's financialphysical.com.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're back, Money, Riches, and Wealth, and I'm going to go right to Rachel because I had her hold for a while. Rachel in Baltimore City, how can I help you?
Hi. I'd like to know if you know anything about the ETF SLV. Seeking Alpha has written an article on the internet that there's nothing backing it up. And the ETF is from 2016, which is about 14 years. And I read in the Investopedia that there is silver that backs it up and that J.P. Morgan Chase is in charge of it. And I don't understand what Seeking Alpha was trying to say. Do you know?
Sure. No, I know a lot about that. Actually, we used to own it a few years ago and, sold out of it when the price of silver was, $18, $19 an ounce. So basically what happens with SLV is they actually have a vault in New York that is full of silver bars. And as they people buy and sell the ETF, they determine how much silver bars they need to back the silver ETF, because it is physical deposit of silver. Now, here's where Seeking Alpha might have some truth into what they're saying. Now, if you think about that, during the course of the day, there could be millions of dollars of the fund sold or bought, okay? And, there aren't a bunch of people in armored vehicles rushing back and forth between the vault and some silver deposit to get silver into the vault on a daily basis. They kind of adjust that, and every so often they see where they are and what silver they have versus what is needed to back up all the ETF outstanding of SLV. So sometimes they will buy silver contracts to support the actual bullion that they have in the vault for SLV. So it is real silver, but it is also, they use some derivative contracts to back up the full extent of the silver that is supposedly owned by it. But you could pretty much take it to the bank that whatever the price of silver does in the market, SLV is going to follow it pretty much carte blanche, and you can count on that.
Okay, thank you very
now,
much.
Now, if you're interested in a mutual fund that trades on the market that actually owns absolute physical gold and silver in the actual amount of the actual fund, there's a fund called CEF, Charlie Eddie Frank CEF, and it's called the Central Fund of Canada. And that is a closed-end fund, so it doesn't ever open up new shares. So every bar of silver and every bar of gold they say they have is in a vault in Canada. And you can even, under certain circumstances, if they close the fund, they'll send those shares of silver and gold bars to your house if they ever close the fund. So it's a different type of way in investing, and you don't have any derivative at all. It's just a different form of silver and gold than SLV or GLD. All right?
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, Rachel. You take care. Good question. Interesting question. Barry in Glen Burnie, how can I help you?
Yes. Good evening. How you doing?
Great.
Good. Quick question. Wife has two 401k accounts from past employers.
Okay.
They're interest-bearing, but I was wondering if she were to close those out and roll them into an existing Roth IRA account from a credit union, it's valued around 30, 35 grand
right,
combined, would she get penalized?
No,
she
won't get penalized. So here's what you're asking, okay? So she puts money into a 401k, and I'm assuming what she put at 401k is a traditional 401k, so it was pre-tax. She didn't pay taxes on it when she put it in there. Let's say it's $30,000.
Yeah.
We'll use that number, $30,000. Now, she can roll that over to a traditional IRA, and she can continue to defer the taxation on the 401k, pre-tax traditional 401k. And if she does that to a traditional IRA, it's deferred, and it just goes from one to the other, and she won't pay taxes until she draws it from the IRA. Okay? Simple. Now, your question, though, is she's not going to go from a 401k traditional to a traditional IRA. She wants to go to the Roth IRA. Now, let's
just... Right.
Yeah, that she already has. So now let's explain Roth IRA. Roth is the exact reciprocal of traditional. Reciprocal means opposite. So everything that you know about a traditional IRA or 401k, flip it around, and now you understand a Roth. So if I have, if I make $50,000 and I put $5,000 into a traditional 401k or IRA, I can tell the IRS at the end of the year that I put $5,000 in, so therefore I only made $45,000. I get a tax deduction for what I put in. My $5,000 then grows to $10,000 and I take it out and I make $50,000 in the year I take it out. I have to say I made $60,000 because I got to add the $10,000 because it came out of a traditional IRA. Flip it all around. I put $5,000 into a Roth and I made $50,000. I don't get any deduction. I still have to tell them I made $50,000. But now all of a sudden my five grows to 10. I take that 10 out at a time when I'm eligible after over 59 and a half. And all of a sudden that 10,000, even though I made 50, is 100% tax free. Okay?
Yeah.
That's a Roth. Now here's the interesting point that you're making. So if you take traditional money and you move it to a Roth, it's perfectly legal and there are no penalties to do that, but you have to report every nickel of the conversion of the move from a traditional 401k or IRA to a Roth on your tax return. So if you're willing to pay taxes on $30,000 going from the traditional 401k to the Roth IRA, go for it. But be prepared that you're going to at least owe $10,000 of income taxes on that move unless you're in a very, 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 very low tax bracket.
Okay. What do you consider very low? Like under...
If you make under $50,000 as a household,
yeah.
I would say that's a very, very low tax bracket, and you probably would only owe $5,000 on the $30,000 conversion. Because remember, Uncle Larry Hogan wants 8% of everything you convert, so right away you owe $2,400 right off the bat. You haven't even talked to Donald Trump yet about what you owe on that $30,000.
Right.
And if you make more than $50,000 as a married couple, that's another 15% on $30,000. That's $4,500 plus the $2,500 you sent to Larry. You're already at $7,000, and you only made $50,000, and you took $30,000 out. So just think if you made $100,000, now take those numbers and ramp them up to 10 easily. So
okay.
if you're willing to pay the taxes, it's a great deal.
Okay, so basically, it's best to roll over into a traditional IRA.
If you want to keep it and not pay taxes on it, go to
right.
the traditional IRA. But let me tell you something. Everyone in America needs to start thinking seriously about a Roth IRA strategy, and you need great tax advice to make sure you have a Roth strategy in place, because nothing's going to happen but higher and higher and higher and higher taxes. You can see it coming. You can feel it coming. Even Republicans are showing that they want higher taxes, and they're gonna disguise what they really want in different ways than Democrats. Democrats are blatant about it, and they're gonna take even more from you. But Republicans are no better, and it's gonna happen. And you need a Roth strategy to try to figure out how to get as much tax free as you can. And tax deferred is going to, you know, anyway, long story short there, Barry. All right.
Well, thanks for your time. Appreciate
all right.
It.
Take care. You have until July 15th to contribute to your 2019 Roth IRA. Make sure you know those rules. If you're single making under $121,000, you can still contribute to for 2019. And if you're married and you made under $193,000, you can contribute to a Roth IRA. That's $6,000 if you're under 50, and it's $7,000 if you're over 50. You should do it. If your income was under, as a single person, $121,000, you should be doing it. And if your income was over or under $193,000 as a married couple, you should be doing it. And there's no exception to the rule. If you're missing this, you're making a serious mistake. Roth IRAs, critical. Good tax planning, critical. Make sure you have a financial advisor that's tax savvy. This is Drew Tignanelli saying God bless.
Jolly people you love with love. Show them the way you feel. Things are gonna